Brookings Radio Sports. I'm Dallas Cool. Sports brought to you by the Brookings Radio Bobcat Boosters.
This is Brian Sather with the Brookings Auto Mall. I'm no different than you. I want my best deal. So if you're looking and shopping around, give us an opportunity. We'll beat anyone's deal and keep your money working in our community. If you want a specific color or you just want specific options, no problem. We trade with all GM dealers. Usually we can get your new car within 24 hours with no hassles. For exclusive offers, like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. We're always open at BrookingsAutoMall.com.
South Dakota State piled up 11 runs in the fourth inning, rolled to a 21-7 non-conference baseball win over North Dakota yesterday. The Jacks had seven hits, three walks, and two hit batsmen against four UND pitchers in that inning. Luke Ringhofer and Reed Cleary each drove in two runs in that outburst. Chad Hodges earned the win. He struck out eight over five innings. 13 different Jackrabbits had hits in the game. SDSU hosting Dakota State today at 3 o'clock. Head coach Dave Schrag on the matchup.
Coach Hortness does a great job over there. They're always very solid and very well coached. It'll be another challenge, you know, for our guys to get ready to play and get some momentum for the weekend. And we'll probably throw seven or eight pitchers that need to get, you know, their some innings in.
Jackrabbit pitcher Adam Bray, recognized by the Summit League after a complete game win over North Dakota State. He held the Bison to one earned run on four hits. Softball yesterday, Devin Larson tied the school's single-season home run record with a two-run homer in the second game, but North Dakota swept South Dakota State 4-3 and 12-4. Jessica Markanich had a two-run double in Game 1 that gave the Jackrabbits an early lead. Alyssa DiAgostino gave SDSU an early lead in Game 2 with an RBI single. Watertown visited Brookings yesterday in a dual track meet. In the girls' division, Sydney Maher took first in the 100 and the 200. Ellie Abraham won the 800 and 1600-meter run. Grace Egebrecht won the 100 hurdles. Jenna Thornton took first in the triple jump. Brookings also claimed two relays. For the boys, Graham DeHaven won the 800. Nathan Bwangoy-Eki won the 300 hurdles. Justin Dean won the high jump at 5'11". Trey Tiefenthaler took the triple jump at 40 feet 8 inches. Caleb Ellis set a new school mark in the pole vault. He cleared 15'5". Other track meets at the Bryce Hopfinger Relays in Volga. Madison won the team title for the girls, 185.5 points. Del Rapids, 107.5. Sioux Valley, 85. Flandreau, 76. Dubrook, 69. Hamlin, 65. Howard, 45. Castlewood, 36. Elkton Lake Benton, 31. For the boys, Del Rapids had 188. Madison, 145. Sioux Valley, 79. Hamlin, 60. Castlewood, 54. Elkton Lake Benton, 52. Dubrook, 41. Flandreau, 34. Howard, 27. Flandreau Indian, 20. Sunshine Bible Invite in Huron. Lake Preston won the girls' team title, 108 points. Potter County had 90. Arlington, 80.5. DeSmet came in with 57 points. Coleman Egan had 21. Iroquois won. The boys' team points, Coleman Egan, 114. James Valley, 85. Arlington came in fourth with 62. DeSmet had 42. Lake Preston scored 40. The Pork Chop Relays at Clear Lake. Canby won the girls' team title at 141. Webster, 124. Esteline, 65. Clarkville to Lake, 58. Hendricks, 58. Florence Henry, 46. Waverly South Shore, 43.5. Duel, 13.5. For the boys, Canby, 115. Webster, 113.5. Clark Little Lake, 100. Duel had 80. Esteline, 67. Waverly South Shore, 46.5. Florence Henry had 22. In that boys meet, Lance Idy of Duel won the 100, 200, and 400, set a meet record in the 100. At the Chester Booster Club invite, Tri-Valley won the girls' team title at 193, Chester 114, Parker 98, and then Dale St. Mary's 92. Oldham Ramona Rutland scored 30. For the boys, Chester 155.5, Tri-Valley 146.5, Dale St. Mary's had 67, Oldham Ramona Rutland had 35. Much more on those track meets can be found at brookingsradio.com. Go to Area Sports. You'll get all the sports stories of the day. Del Rapids girls golf. Parkston won the team title at 345, Canton 391. Madison came in at 401. Sydney Borman of Parkston was medalist at 72. Courtney Moyer and Mackenzie Jones led Sioux Valley. They each shot 110. The South Dakota State men's tennis team scored a 6-1 win over Omaha on Monday. Parker Laudley, Lovrel Kircher, Mateus Moreira, and Gary Notkin won in singles. The women also won 6-1. Fionn Davies, Florencia Magny, Tacey Hawes-Lay, Beatrice Souza, and Elif Gabb won in singles play. The ESD Conference boys tennis race could be a one-team affair. Bobcat coach Brian Dobbs says Mitchell leading the pack thus far.
They've got an unusually strong team. You know, Mitchell will not have a team like that every year. They're going to graduate a bunch of them this year, and then they'll be struggling next year. But yeah, Mitchell's going to win it, and probably with nobody coming close. Then there'll be a few that are competing for 2, 3, and 4, and we may be down there competing for 5 and 6.
Brookings tennis coach Brian Dobbs. Elkton Lake Benton's Heath Schindler, a finalist for the Hanson and Anderson Mr. Basketball Award. The presentation will be made May 3rd in Sioux Falls. The Miss Basketball Award will also be presented at that event. DeSmet's Riley Ostis is a finalist for that. The Turn-In Poachers Program Board has chosen Mike McKernan of Twin Brooks to represent northeastern South Dakota. He'll serve a 3-year term. McKernan is a retired Grant County sheriff, part-time cattle rancher, and an avid outdoorsman. That's Brookings Radio Sports.